This is KERA News. Journalists nationwide are remembering longtime PBS anchor Jim Lehrer, who died Thursday in his sleep. He was 85. As KERA's Bill Zeeble reports, Lehrer got his public television start in North Texas at KERA.
You may recognize this. It's the classic theme of the PBS nightly news show that began as the McNeil Lehrer Report. But before he arrived in Washington to co-anchor the Watergate hearings with Robert McNeil, James Charles Lehrer was in Dallas. In the 1960s, Lehrer was a print reporter and editor for the Dallas Morning News and competing Dallas Times-Herald. Then he got a grant to anchor and oversee KERA's groundbreaking show, Newsroom, in 1970.
I'm Jim Lehrer, and this is Newsroom, a program of local news, analysis, and opinion. Our coverage of the desegregation of the Dallas schools continues tonight with a
Newsroom tackled tough subjects of the day, like school desegregation, with a diverse mix of reporters, including Bob Ray Sanders.
Dallas-Fort Worth news right now is better because Jim Lehrer was here. I mean, I think he's helped change it for the nation. And he was not intimidated by power and, you know, and prestige. He was your regular guy who was there asking powerful people tough questions.
And it was a tough neighborhood for news in those days, says Lee Cullum, another Newsroom staffer. She says Lehrer, the hardened Marine, stood his ground.
The Dallas Morning News owned Channel 8, and the Dallas Times-Herald owned Channel 4, and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram owned Channel 5. It only took 3 phone calls to kill a story. Well, Jim, on Newsroom, went right ahead and did the story, which enraged people. And people came to respect him very, very much for it.
Those stories attracted a lot of attention at a time when television news rarely did, according to Martin Frost. Frost went to journalism school with Lehrer and covered the courts on Newsroom before becoming a North Texas congressman.
We had things on the air sometimes before the newspapers did. And so sometimes the Dallas Morning News and the Times Herald or the Fort Worth Star-Telegram would pick up things that we had covered on the air and then use those in the paper in the next day or two.
Cullum, host of KERA-TV's CEO program, says Lehrer was tough on the air, but also fair, which smoothed out hard edges.
He had a very soft heart. He wept easily. On the news hour, they would say, now this is a very tough tape that's coming up, and please don't look at it, because they didn't want him in tears when he came back on the air.
Lehrer was also funny, and through the years, shared with audiences his first experience speaking into a microphone. It wasn't for TV or radio, but a Trailways bus depot. At Longwood University 3 years ago, he recited his memorized spiel.
May I have your attention, please? This is your last call for Continental Trailways, 8:10 p.m., Silversides Air Condition, through liner to Houston. Now leaving from lane 1 next to the building for Inez Edna.
Lehrer wrote novels, memoirs, and was constantly creative. He told Chris Boyd on KERA's Think that daily deadlines disciplined him.
When 6 o'clock Eastern time comes, we have to have a program ready, and I have to be able, for all these years, I had to be able to say good evening and not say, hey, sorry, we're not quite ready yet. And anyhow, it's a focusing thing. It was also a very accomplishing thing, accomplishment thing. I mean, when the day ended, both back when I was in print and since when I've been on television, I could say, well, I did this today.
Jim Lehrer did a lot, anchoring 12 presidential debates and winning numerous journalism honors, including TV Emmys and a Peabody. In 1999, he was given the National Humanities Medal. He's been remembered across the world of news, including the NewsHour's anchor, Judy Woodruff, who said Jim Lehrer was the standard for fair, probing, and thoughtful journalism. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.